From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. NATO foreign ministers are meeting today to discuss issues of terrorism and the conflict in Afghanistan. Ahead of Thursday's meeting, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the alliance is making progress in assisting in the fight against terrorism.
We are making progress on both. Since joining the global coalition to defeat ISIS in May, we have already increased the flight time for our AWACS surveillance aircraft supporting the coalition. And our senior civilian representative has taken up office in Baghdad. Here at the NATO headquarters, I have just appointed Rose Gottemuller, my Deputy Secretary General, to coordinate the alliance's efforts in the fight against terrorism.
Stoltenberg also said NATO troops in Afghanistan will only assist the Afghan forces but not engage in combat. The United States' partial travel ban on people from six majority Muslim countries goes into effect Thursday night. The ban requires visa applicants to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the United States in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The latest guideline comes after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated the travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Militants blew up centuries-old Grand al-Nuri Mosque and its leading 45-meter minaret last week, furthering the devastation of Mosul during 8 months of fighting. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Australian Cardinal George Pell is denying accusations by authorities in his country of sexually based crimes. Cardinal Pell, who serves as chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, maintained his innocence during a press conference in Vatican City.
News of these charges strengthens my resolve. And court proceedings now offer me an opportunity to clear my name and then return here back to Rome to work.
Cardinal Pell says he has been granted a leave of absence by Pope Francis to address his situation. Australian police have not provided details of the allegations against the cardinal, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi said on Thursday that relations between China and the Philippines have entered a golden period. Yi made his comments following bilateral talks with the Philippine Foreign Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano, who is visiting Beijing.
With peace and stability, we can focus on our people's needs and we can collaborate and cooperate. And in the areas of tourism, exports of our tropical fruits, trade and investment, science and technology, there are many tangible results that have come immediately. But as the year ends and as the year begins, next year begins, you will see the infrastructure programs that are fruits of the strength of our relationship with China.
On Wednesday, China donated $300,000 in relief assistance to help the Philippines to help recover in Marawi, where the Islamic State group waged attacks last month, killing many civilians. Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission and Brussels it is considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who were rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. The Italian Prime Minister has accused fellow EU nations of looking the other way and not doing enough to assist Italy with the surge in migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. And the U.S. is boosting security for all foreign airlines flying into American airports, but it is not, for now, expanding a ban on carrying on laptop computers. The laptop computers were forbidden on planes coming from 8 African and Middle Eastern airports in March after intelligence that Islamic State was seeking to put a bomb inside one. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.